Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back.
And just like that.
We were just like marveling at Tony. We both described him as svelte at the same time.
Mm-hmm. He's a svelte king.
We both just were like overcome with his beauty.
I'm constantly overcome with how cute he is.
He is a gorgeous dog.
He only gets cuter and cuter as time goes on.
He is so handsome.
You're the handsomest boy in all of the land.
Like, he's like a little chap.
He is.
He's a handsome chip.
And everyone who meets him loves him.
He delights everyone wherever he goes.
Everyone, he crosses the paths of people, changes their lives for the better. People like in the neighborhood know his name and they don't know my name.
Yeah.
They go, hi, Tony.
And they're like, who's this bitch?
Yeah, they're like, and you. Tony's mom.
And that woman.
Yeah. That's you.
He's like, that's my mother.
He's getting little white hairs on his chin.
He's two, right?
His third birthday is coming up. I know some.
He's turning three?
Yeah, in April.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
What's his birthday?
April 9th. He's Aries King.
We're just on the cusp of each other.
I know. Some pugs get little white chin hairs, though. That's going to be him.
He's probably like 20 right now in dog years, or like 13.
He's like probably 17 or 18.
You're a man now, Tony.
Tonya.
You must choose him.
You must take care of me.
You must take care
of
your mother.
You're the man of the house.
Go work in the factory for your mother.
You're the man of the house. Make your own factory.
You're like at home, like.
I'm just over a fire, like have a pot over a fire.
Yeah.
Just making gruel for the day to day. While he goes and works,
he works
in the
at,
field.
Like, the steel mill.
Mm-hmm. The steel mill.
The steel mill.
Yeah. No, you're my Tonya.
There's this movie coming out with Channing Tatum where he has like a dog. Have you seen the trailers for that?
No.
It's literally called like Dog.
Cool.
And he's like a...
Is it like a thoughtful...
Well, no. He's like a... The dog is like a war dog who was like in the army, and then his owner or his handler gets like blown up overseas, so Channing Tatum has to bring the dog to the handler's funeral, and they have like an unlikely friendship cross country.
Is this like a Disney movie?
I don't know what it is. It seems like a family comedy, but he's like traveling across with this zany dog, and it's like about veterans, so it's gonna be like a tearjerker probably.
That is propaganda.
It's complete like American military propaganda. Which I think is...
They're like, well, America's really tired of, like, the storyline of, like, veterans having PTSD. But you know what they haven't seen have PTSD?
A dog.
A dog.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. They're like, Americans love dogs and they love Channing. He plays well in all four quadrants. Yeah. Let's cast Channing with a dog.
Imagine like the focus
and
group
they
that
love
the focus
fucking
group that, like,
veterans
came up with that idea. They're like, okay, we can get Channing. He's like a hit on Ellen. Channing's really big with like the Ellen audience.
Mm-hmm. They love him.
And you know that like probably a good amount of those Ellen ladies and in those shows are like war women. Like army, like mm-hmm. army brides.
Yeah, and they love like a veteran.
Mm-hmm. So that's like a perfect combination.
Wow, I'm gonna see this.
Yeah,
they got me.
I mean,
yours sounds like you're gonna see it.
Mm,
on demand.
On demand.
Love that.
Or like
it seems like on demand
or like a plane movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't like commit to a dog. Like I saw Marley and Me. I watched that in the gym once, and I was sobbing on the treadmill. It was like on one of the little TVs on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I was sobbing.
Like
Marley it was just
me like did not do it for me.
Really?
Yeah. I think dog movies peaked with like Homeward Bound and Beethoven.
That movie fucking
tore your hole.
Tore my asshole apart.
Beethoven and like Look Who's Talking Now.
Those were good.
90s dog comedies, I think. And then it moved into 2000s. It just
Air
got
Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud.
I was
like
not
the
an Air Bud kid.
Of like me being like, something ain't right here.
I never cared about Air Bud. People were obsessed with Air Bud.
I want to see, I guess, more of like
I Am Legend.
No, I didn't like I Am Legend.
But like that kind of dog relationship?
No, I like either animals' relationships with each other or Beethoven, I guess, was an outlier because that's like the animals' relationship. I guess it's an animal's relationship with the whole family.
Yeah.
But really the animal going head to head with Charles Grodin
mm-hmm.
and then eventually winning him over, having like...
Yeah.
Like I want hijinks in comedy, not just like... We got a dog and we loved it so much. It was a little rascal, but then it was a great dog and then it died. Like that is not.
And then eventually squaring off with Debbie Mazar.
Did Marley square with Debbie?
No, Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
And Beethoven second.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese.
Reese Witherspoon?
No, the girl, the daughter Reese, who was in The Nanny.
Oh.
Remember she played the oldest daughter in The
no,
Nanny?
No, I don't have... I have not no recall for Beethoven, apparently. Just other than the fact that I loved it.
Beethoven second was formative for me because there's a scene where Reese goes to a house party on the lake.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And this, like, really hot guy tries to kiss her. And it was, like, my first, like, sexual...
You were like, I'm gay.
Well, yeah. Or just, like, that I... Like, it was just my first taste of, like, sexuality in a movie.
Wow.
And I was... I remember being like, I want to be her kissing him. But like, it was such a, it was so weird too. It was like this, like, I came out of nowhere and I was like 5 or 6 watching this and just being like, I knew it was happening.
When it hits.
And then that's nature. That iconic scene when the Beethoven, he rips his leash and it rips the facade of the house off. And then that dick goes flying into the lake because he tried to pressure Reese.
Whoa, classic. Beethoven will preserve...
He's a cock block.
Beethoven will preserve a young
your virgin's
hymen.
That's literally what it was.
At all costs.
Beethoven was like a proxy for Charles Grodin.
Yeah.
Who I always...
Beethoven said no one will fuck this woman without her enthusiastic consent.
How to preserve... You don't need like a promise bracelet or one of those weird debutante
just
balls.
Beethoven.
Just have a Great Dane... Or what kind of dog is it?
No, he was like a Burmese mountain dog, I think.
Have a huge dog preserve your daughter's innocence.
Yeah. I also loved...
Her vagina.
Her vagina. Beethoven second is all about...
Beethoven second, colon, vagina.
The
vagina
young girl's
model.
Vagina. The vagina model.
But Debbie Mazar's in that movie wearing like snatched Valentino.
She's always, yeah, snatched villain Debbie
she's,
Mazar.
She's wearing like all red leather and trying to get Beethoven.
I'm obsessed.
For no reason.
No, that trope, that which is never explored in movies anymore, I think, because everyone probably thinks it's like so problematic. But like when you have a very fashionable chic, sexy woman that just hates animals and wants them to die.
wants to kill your dog.
And then
what,
like,
is that?
That's I don't know. It's incredible because it's not like it's so, a real thing.
No, but it's
only
such
exists
a,
in movies. It but only it's exists, great.
Yeah, like Cruella. Like she was kind of like a Cruella type. But like that trope of like, why, if you're a powerful, successful woman, you want to kill dogs.
I know. It's and like, then what? You have the dog going like head to head with this villainess, and the dog always wins. But and I love to see it.
Yeah, me.
I
want to
see like a beautiful, fashionable woman get like
hate
covered
dogs
in mud because of this dog that she hates and she roots for its death.
I mean, it is funny. Like, I love dogs. I'm like a dog person. But it is funny to like...
Like,
it,
women love dogs more than anyone.
Yeah, of course. But
they, in all the movies, they're always the villain.
But I kind of think it's, I think it should be done more.
Oh, absolutely.
People should hate benign animals more in movies.
They never have like benign animal hate anymore.
No.
And I argue that makes some of the greatest dog human comedy. Who has hated a dog? Like, no, not even Cruella in the Cruella remake really hated dogs. Like, I mean, don't get
I didn't
me
see that movie.
Don't get me started.
But like, why did they make her like...
There were so many things wrong. It's like, would take an actual...
I didn't need to know her backstory.
No one did.
That's another story.
Yeah, we can't get into that. But I think just like, let's have more fierce, ferocious women hating dogs. Or it would be even more radical and incredible if they had like... a ferocious like drag queen hating.
They should have had a drag queen play Cruella.
Yeah. They should have like, if we're just going to continue this trope of it's like.
Only women can hate dogs.
It's only women can hate dogs. And like, it's like a hyper powerful femininity.
Like a woman who supports herself.
Yeah. And probably a woman who has good reason to like hate this dog that's like ruining her life to some extent.
Beethoven,
but like,
maybe...
let's make it even more problematic and have it be like, yeah, a drag queen or even like a trans, like a fierce trans woman.
Just hating dogs.
Just hating a dog.
Well, like, this is when you wish like Divine was still around.
Yeah.
Because like Divine would have played a great Cruella.
It's truly like... That's the best kind of villainous energy.
Yeah, because it's like there's nothing more evil than someone hating on a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes them like...
And no one really does that.
But it makes
so
them kind of delicious.
Really incredible to see it play out in a movie. Like you, it's great for the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so entertaining. I'm and even you, thinking of like in The Parent Trap, the girl...
Meredith
that
Blake.
Plays that plays like the stepmom.
Wait, really? Before we get into the finale of Rolsic...
It's
or
not the
penultimate finale of Rolsic. Lindsay, her...
Oh, yeah. She has a Super Bowl ad.
Well, the Super Bowl ad, but that... Netflix released, like, a preview reel of all their forthcoming retractions.
It had literally
I know,
less
it
than
it gave
a...
me chills and I got emotional.
Guys, you got to calm down on that because I was so... Did you send that to me?
Yeah.
You were like, they showed her movie and I watched this whole thing and it literally is maybe one frame.
But it's...
It was just
but
the
it's,
photo.
It's all I need. It's all I need to know that she's working, she's on set, and she's moving.
She's booking, she's showing up to the job.
A snowflake hits her eye and the breeze, and she goes. She literally goes...
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't catch that. I don't
it's
know
just
what.
Her walking with like... conviction through the snow through the snow-covered town square.
The one piece of footage they've been showing over and over again of the it's just like her being like with like a scarf.
Yeah, but I just but she looks great.
Yeah, I'm just like I need more.
The Super Bowl ad was good.
I'm also just like, who the fuck cares about this bowl?
Who also goes to Planet Fitness?
Psst, no one. Where even I don't even
I mean
think,
this is spoken from someone who went who goes to 20 who was going to 24 hours so I'm not like a gym snob.
Gym's
but
really
fitness. I used to belong to one in Bushwick and it darked me out.
Gym's
it's not good.
Rubbed me the wrong way. The only gym I ever was rubbed right by was Crunch Gym, and that was a moment.
cruising gym.
Yeah, where I literally would look over and see like shadows of guys like blowing each other in the shower stall or like giving HJs, or because you could see the men's side.
Of course, you were just like found yourself.
I literally had no idea. I didn't even know what cruising was when I started at that gym. And then a gay friend of mine told me that he would often like get HJs in the sauna or
that's
give
why
them.
You're the you're like an ultimate ally because you're of gay men, because you don't even you don't even know these places, but you're just a
you're just in
gravitating
them all.
Towards like yeah. just like a fuck fest at the gym, and you're like,
I had no idea that that I did not know that that even
cruising?
Happened. I literally just thought we all go here to work out, and it's like in West Hollywood, so a lot of gay men are here. I did not know that like they just
squirting,
you make eye contact over like the chest press machine, and then later you're taking things to the shower. And then I just started to, and I, because the men's showers were along a wall where if you were walking into the locker room, you could see the shadow,
yeah,
the outline of the hot men showering. The women's
it was like a chorus line.
The women's were on the other. You could not see any outline.
That's like when you were at 24 Hour. I went to the one in WeHo, and like you'd be outside, like there was like a hot tub and like a lap pool, and I'd be like swimming, and I would look, and you would just see, like, you know, like in the sauna, like everyone's like jerking off or like trying to jerk off. And you would see one lone woman walk into the sauna and then walk right back out. And then there'd be like one of the brave few females that would just be standing against the wall. And she would last like 5 minutes and then hightail
it out
of there.
It's not a relaxing sauna environment when like sex is happening. It's a different environment.
No, but that's so funny.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I would see sometimes these outline of men just like stroking them. And I was like, oh, wow.
My Ernest Queen.
I was like, it's really happening here for them. Love
wow.
that. My goodness.
But Lindsay's plug-in for PF.
Yeah. Give her roles. I want a comeback.
I want her to be in like a Softy Brothers movie.
I don't know how much range she has, but I think if she's committed and can really show up for herself, I've always thought this, she can go really far. But we've seen it, borne witness to
the Canyons.
The media has like done her dirty, and like,
but she's done dirty
but
too.
She is the ultimate person that's always gotten in her own way.
Yeah. No, of course. She's her own worst enemy, and she has squandered a lot of
goodwill and fortune
and talent.
Yeah.
You know,
so it's up to her.
It's up to her. Get her in some acting classes again.
get her in a Stella Adler.
Or just come do the improv class that I did.
Low commitment on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just try it, Linz.
I know she can do it if she really wants to show up for herself. I literally feel like Oprah right now saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you gotta get it
true.
Together.
Get it together, girl. Just the one. It was I thought it was gonna be like 10 seconds of like a dialogue.
It was
literally
seconds.
Not even 2 seconds. Maybe a 1 second.
And her mom, Dina, was in the comments, coming this Christmas. Hashtag.
Babe, we know. It's a Christmas movie.
The title
you don't say
passing Christmas or something.
Yeah,
like
it's like, and we know that.
Yeah,
it's
a Christmas theme. It has it in the title. Coming this Christmas, Dina Lohan.
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be sitting here for the next 10 months checking my watch, going, when on earth is this movie coming out?
But you know, it wasn't just 2 seconds.
You went to truly never ending.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique Podcast.
Salty
Utah Queens.
I almost said they did that. They are doing that.
They're doing the Lord's work on this penultimate. I mean, I'm glad that we're getting some kind of closure. I need it to end. I need it
to end. Is it me or are these episodes just like so long?
Yeah. I'm I'll say something controversial. I'm fucking sick of this.
You're season. Done with these women.
I'm done with these women.
You're done with the season.
Shit or get off the pot. I want to hear the nitty gritty of Jen's case, and I want to see more of that cult. That cult thing was riveting.
Incredible.
Can we just talk about that right off the bat? I feel like it's important. So we get like an inside look again at Mary's cult for the first time this season, or her church. Sorry.
Yeah, because I guess she couldn't meet for a year plus because of COVID. So then she's now back in service.
A Mother's Day service. And she
texted Jen, "The spirit has moved me today to invite you to church."
So Jen, I think, does it partly because she's like, I want to stay on Mary's good side because she's my gateway to Meredith. But also because she's like,
she wants to be on camera.
And she's like,
she's
morbidly
a camera whore and wants to film. Jen wanted to film herself
entering in a fur,
entering a church service that's already in progress, in showing up fur. Late in a full fur drape.
Mm-hmm.
That was a powerful entry.
A real fur.
I said,
hats off. Get your sun, tip your Sunday hat to Jen Shaw.
I love showing up and then taking a seat while everyone else is standing.
And then reading, just coyly reading the pamphlet.
There were seven people at this church service.
But I also think she was morbidly curious.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. So Mary is like, I mean, this was a truly jarring moment. Mary is, like Lara just said, there's literally five people there. Maybe like 20 people.
I think we've seen the fallout of the cult rumors. And
people have fled.
People have fled.
But the people that are there, they're there to testify and prove their devotion to Mother Mary.
They're there till the bitter end.
They're like going down. They're going to be drinking the Kool-Aid when it goes down.
Yeah.
And they're basically just, it's not like, Mary comes in hot. She's like, what did she say? He is alive today.
Yeah. Mary's doing her best. She's putting on a show. She's putting on the Ritz for the seven people that showed up. She's shimmying and shaking all around the stage. She's wearing a beautiful white suit.
When Jen enters, you just hear Mary in the background just shouting.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen's very like, tries to be very nonplussed by it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Mary's giving it her all.
She is.
And a true professional, where it's like, you know, they always say, even if the audience is small, perform like it's for a full house. Mm-hmm. So hats off to Mary. True talent for that. We get a sense of like the vibe of her current congregation, which gets worse and worse with every passing like cameo. Like first there's a woman who gets up on the platform or the pulpit and reads like...
Mary, by the way, is sitting in a chair while a man fans her.
Yeah. Power.
Yeah.
And this congregation member starts to read off like just a list of compliments about Mary, which this is not something that is done in a church.
No,
you never do this in church.
You're there to praise
God
and Jesus.
And Jesus, and you don't focus. Like, there's never, ever a moment where then you just say how grateful you are and how much you admire, like, the pastor. And this woman goes, you are a perfect woman. You are a perfect dresser.
Yeah, that was when I was like, she made sure that they say that.
And Mary's crying, wiping tears away.
Yeah, Mary's just bawling her eyes out. Jen is, her face is completely, like, she's trying to hold it in, but you can tell that she's like...
She's like, what the fuck? Mary stands up after this woman, like, speaks on her fashion, and she goes, this is radical. This is crazy. Crazy for Christ.
Crazy for Christ.
And then she gets the music back up, and then one by one, all these other people, like, go off, and it cuts to this woman who I was like, this woman is mentally ill and probably needs, like, a psychiatric intervention. Scream crying from the ground. She goes, you've been the best friend I ever could have imagined. Like,
and Mary's just, and then this a girl who's probably no older than 18 is weeping into Mary's bosom, and she's just going, I'll never leave you, Mary. Like, it's scary. This is when I was like, she's a cult leader.
Where's the doc?
Yeah.
All the goodwill that I'd tried to foster, the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that most people like got internet access and the ability to Google and got the fuck out of there. And now the leftovers, they really gotta put two and two together, but also save them.
Yeah. But also, like, this is when you know that someone is like completely delusional, when they, like Mary, when they're allowing
a camera crew
to witness this fuckery. And that's the only way you can describe it. Her son, by the way, looks like he's disassociating.
Yeah, I think that he is.
Because
he's forced to be there, clearly.
Well, yeah. And also, is he going to be like taking the mantle one day? I feel like he's like going to not. want to do that.
No, I feel like he's used as like a prop.
Yeah.
Like he has to come there in order to get his allowance or whatever. But the whole thing is really dark.
Yeah.
And I'm deeply, deeply sad that Mary's off the show because
I know
we need way more follow up on this. She also just serves raw comedy.
She does.
When the camera linger on her and she is a comedian at heart.
So back, we'll rewind a little now that we've gotten that out of the way. That needed to be discussed.
That was crazy.
That was a crazy Housewives moment.
I could not believe that we were watching that.
It was truly unwell.
And Jen was just there.
Jen was like the only person. She was the perfect person to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's also delusional.
Well, yeah, two like.
And she's basically leading.
Alleged criminals, basically.
And she's basically leading a cult. The Shaw Squad.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a perfect moment. Lisa's continuing her vicious rant against the Marx family, wearing a just sports bra the whole time.
Lisa's the supreme at this point.
Yeah.
She's
maybe like the best housewife going right now.
Meredith has excused herself to a dark room, so it seems. And Mary.
Mary's just asking.
She's going,
please let me in.
Let me check on you.
She goes, Meredith, please let me in. And Meredith's just going, no, I'm okay. Please.
I'm undressing.
Leave me. It's okay. I don't want to see anyone right now.
No, I'm done.
I'm done. And then Mary goes, please, please. And then finally she cracks the door and lets her in. And then
it's dark in there.
Mary walks in and goes, oh, thank you for letting me in. She's a vampire. She needs to be invited in.
She had to be. I'm nothing was scarier than Mary softly knocking on the door, whispering, let me check on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be checked.
Jenny barges into Lisa's room and she goes, I had your back, Lisa. Because Lisa's like, none of you had my back. You were all going against me. Lisa, that's not fair.
Fuming in a sports bra.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Cuts to Whitney. Blackout Whitney, by the way, just trying to walk, I guess, back to the house. Again, they're making them like sit in a parking lot to have these dinners. And Whitney goes, this is really rough terrain.
And then Lisa, Jen Shaw comes barreling upstairs. And Lisa goes, don't come for me again, Jen Shaw. And Jen Shaw walks in and she goes, what's going on? Why are you yelling at me again?
Everyone piles into Lisa's room.
I like Jen kind of trolling.
Yeah, I mean, Jen was making me laugh, but I'm also just like, you are an actual criminal. I don't get why people are giving you like the ultimate pass right now.
It's insane.
It's insane. But this is all just like crazy making in this house of true house. Lisa goes, they all get into the bathroom. They love getting grouped into the smallest, most confined spaces. And it's Whitney, Heather, Jen, and Lisa. And then Jenny comes running in really quick before they close the bathroom door. And Lisa goes, guess what? I'm richer than all of you. I don't need to be here.
And she's saying this while she's holding a blow dryer.
Like a tiny gun.
She's packing up.
She's packing, getting ready to leave. They go in on her in the bathroom and she's straight up like,
yeah,
don't get away from me.
And I love how none of them like disagree.
No. They're like, yeah. I also love that breaking of the fourth wall.
She keeps clapping her hands above her head.
To like what?
She's kind of like, she keeps going.
Instead of like a.
It's very like Rock of Love. She's like in a place of Rock of Love.
She is.
And I like Heather going, I love, she goes, I don't really know what she's talking about, but I do love an unhinged Lisa Barlow moment.
I do too. I'm glad that Lisa's showing her true colors and letting the rage come through, because I do feel like she's been too controlled. And I like seeing her.
Whitney goes, I need to have a moment with Lisa.
Can I have a moment with Lisa, please? I want to have your back.
Lisa
but tell
also
me how to do that. It's like, what?
Lisa also refers to Meredith, in reference to Meredith, she says, the pot making a kettle jealous. And then we cut to Mary, and she's has her hands behind her back, and she's standing at a window in the dark, looking out into the dark night, and she goes, she's just talking to herself. And she goes, Heather has the blind snobbiness of a true Mormon.
Mary is taken to wandering the halls and staring out of windows, mm-hmm. muttering. And she goes, she doesn't even know she looks inbred.
The blind snobbiness of a true mortal. Like, that is...
That's a read.
She doesn't even know she looks inbred.
Saying to no one.
To, like, the knight. Lisa's voice, I'm sure, was completely hoarse for, like, a month after this.
It must have been. So then Heather says that Lisa's friendship with Jen has kept Meredith safe. Because Jen apparently has all this tea about Meredith that she's willing or that she wants to like spill, but she's doing it out of respect for Meredith and Lisa's relationship because she knows it would cause drama. But I'm like, honey,
spill the spill beans. It.
You're about to go to jail. It's spill time.
Yeah. Mary and Meredith are just like, they're so boring together.
Yeah. What are they doing?
They're just sitting at the island. Meredith's wearing this horrendous hoodie with like, statements all over it, probably.
Yeah.
And Mary is just staring off into nothing as Meredith looks down at her phone and they're just not talking.
They're like sitting next to some sort of brick of something. Yeah. It's like a tofu. It's like sesame tofu. That's what it looks like. It's a huge brick. But Whitney goes to the kitchen to confront Meredith, who has gone to a place of shake because she's so enraged.
And as Whitney's sitting down to talk to them, Mary's just watching Whitney with... just incredulously while as she sits she goes I can't be here right now. I can't listen to this.
And Meredith and Whitney argue and Meredith says something like, she goes, I don't believe that you haven't been in contact with your father.
She's mean,
implying that like Whitney has been in contact. I don't know. They really traded some barbs about dad.
She really dug in. I think Meredith is a really mean person.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah, sorry.
My father is dead. Yours is alive. It's repugnant.
But like, why take it to a place of Diane Warren?
Also, like, just answer the question.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. This is like when I'm like, this is... It just... I don't think she actually had anything to do with Jen's arrest, but it's just giving more fuel against her.
It's really bizarre that if someone asks you a question, you can't just answer it and then the conversation is over, because it does make her seem shady or guilty.
Yeah.
And that's where my brain starts getting like scrambled, because I'm like, are these women all on drugs?
Maybe, but I thought what Meredith said to that was just like, I mean, Whitney annoys me, but that was truly cruel to use that trauma against Whitney of like her dad and like,
yeah,
her enableism. Like, she, do you know what I mean? Her codependency.
It's rude, but I understand why Whitney's mere presence would incite someone to go for the jugular, because she is so annoying. But she is putting in work in this episode, so hats off to her for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
Mary is acting like Meredith's bodyguard.
I'm obsessed with, after this interaction between, who's even talking?
Whitney and Meredith.
Whitney gets up and she walks out as Mary just gives her the up down like judgmental stare. And as Whitney walks out of the kitchen, Mary just looks at the camera and goes, women.
Women.
I
also was just like,
screamed.
I also was just like, Meredith, you can see in her face, like, she's, when she's with Mary, she's like, shit, I hitched my wagon to the wrong horse. Because...
Mm-hmm. She has to go down with the ship.
Because now she's like, damn, this Mary is certifiable.
Well, I don't think Mary has had any sort of relationship with women. I think the only one that she knows probably is like the relationship with her mom. And then...
Robert Sr.
And Robert Sr. and her son. Like, I don't think she has like girlfriends.
No, she has women just...
Who work for her, their love worship for her.
Yeah, but she doesn't have girlfriends.
And she has just her clothes. So, like...
Yeah.
It makes sense that she would be, like, misogynistic about...
Women.
I love, though, women.
Women.
Give her truly an Emmy. She deserves one.
Whitney is... We find out that Whitney told Meredith... Or Whitney tells Meredith, too, that she... hired a private investigator. She like lets it slip.
No, she didn't hire. She said, at least I didn't hire a private investigator.
At least I didn't hire a private investigator.
Yeah, she's also very, I can't tell if she's really sunburned or her dress is just making her skin tone look tomato-y.
I think it's her dress.
She comes back into the room where all the other girls are sitting and she goes, she's like, well, I have really done it now. I said, I'm sorry I didn't hire a private investigator to look into your father's funeral. And she goes, I do not think we are friends anymore. And Jen goes, that's why you're my bitch. And I was like, why are you guys simping for Jen Shaw
right now? Also, Jen keeps trying to be like funny. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
You're a criminal.
Jen, you've defrauded the elderly. Like, you are.
You forfeited your comedy. Your comedy queen rights.
You get some comedy lands, but most doesn't. Because I'm just still hung up on the fact that you were defrauding elderly people with your straight
racketeering
cohort Stewart, who I thought was gay all these years. So I'm confused. Nice. And I do not stand.
Stewart might not be her friend for much longer.
No, and I love Whitney being like, I do not think we are friends anymore. And I was like, bitch, you were never friends.
And then Whitney's just running around the house screaming, where is Mary? Where is Matt? And then they go back down, this time with Heather and Whitney and like Jen and Toe.
Well, no, Meredith goes, she's sitting next to that tofu chunk with Mary and they're both texting. And then Meredith goes, I'm going to go fix this. And so she goes up to that room.
Right.
And I guess Whitney's taking a piss break. And you hear Heather goes, your urine smells like you need some water.
That was good.
Drink some water.
And that was a very Mary comment.
Yeah. And then Meredith comes in. She goes, Whitney, I would like to know who is speculating about my father's death. And Whitney strolls out of the bathroom and she goes, everybody.
Everybody.
And then Barlow storms in. She goes, stop this right now. Stop it right now.
Stop it right now. I feel like Lisa was like blacked out when she was ranting and now she's sort of like coming to and she's like, oh my God, I just like completely blew up my friendship with for good.
I wonder if they're definitely going to address that on the reunion.
Yeah.
I'm crying. Stop it right now. Then Whitney, it cuts to Whitney and she's going like this.
And at one point,
I cannot even look.
And at one point again, she goes down to Mary and she goes, and Mary goes, yes. And hello. And then Whitney goes,
hi, I'm Whitney.
So there's more dialogue about who is speculating. And Meredith goes, did she speculate or not? And then they say, like, Lisa said maybe it would be one of the two dates. And Meredith goes, repugnant and revolting. Repugnant and revolting. And she goes, oh, this is all about my father. And then she turns and walks away. This is after they asked her, like, what was the date of the memorial?
Why is she, like, none of them knew her dad. Why is she acting like it's like a personal attack on her dad?
It's so bizarre. It's literally like, what date was this? Yeah. And you have to be like, it was the 29th. And then the conversation's over. She says, I know what this is about. All about my father.
I'm like, maybe in your reality, it's all about your dad. But yeah. Not.
So she turns and leaves. And then that's when Whitney goes, where is Mary Cosby from Meredith right now? Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she? Because that's what I want to fucking know. And then she goes storming around the house and goes into the kitchen where Mary is still just sitting by the island. Mary goes, bye. And Whitney goes, hi. And then Whitney goes, don't tell me bye. I'm going to say hi.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.
Bye. She goes, hi. Don't tell me.
She's black.
Don't tell
She's
me bye.
Wasted.
I will say hi.
Whitney is so drunk.
She's
shit-faced.
Shit-tanked.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
The next day she said, she was like, I just want to know how everything ended. I was like, because you fully blacked out.
Blacked out, honey.
I love, don't tell me bye. I'm going to say hi.
Yeah. But I love, bye.
Hi.
The next morning, Lisa looks sheepish.
Everyone is like
a wreck.
I think really traumatized by their own behavior.
And the whole trip has just been a nightmare.
It's been
a horrendous trip.
A fever dream.
Zion has been bad for these for everyone. It's been bad for their skin. It's been bad for their livers. Everyone just wants to go home.
Except I would say Heather is looking really good.
Heather looks great. Heather had fun.
Heather had a great time. And I wrote, like, her blonde is really firing.
I also love when Mary said to Whitney, "You and your cousin." The way she said it was such venom. Like, she just thinks every Mormon person is inbred.
She's disgusted by Mormons. She has the blind snobbiness of a true Mormon. I'm obsessed. I love when, like, people in, like, competing religions really, like, hate each other.
And they say things like
it's
sweeping.
It's very, like, evangelical Christian to hate Mormons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all are both crazy, but I spoken really like a, love seeing...
Spoken like a true Mormon.
The blind snobbiness of a true Mormon.
Yeah.
Looking out the window. She doesn't even know she looks inbred.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lisa looks like coy and sheepish, and she's kind of like, you're like, she knows that she just like, the producers were probably like, hey, you kind of went off.
We're going to use that.
And we're going to use it.
We heard everything. We got it on the boom mic.
Just so you know, like, don't be surprised when at the reunion it's discussed. And so you can just tell Lisa's like.
At least she owned Sports Bra. And
she did.
Bring that to the gods. Heather says that it's Meredith isn't saying the date because she doesn't want to be caught in a lie. So they're still on date. Memorial date gate has not been resolved.
And then Heather kind of is like, have we been too easy with Mary?
Yes.
And I'm like, you haven't. You've also been too easy with Jen Shaw.
Yeah, you guys are all holding back and you really need to like let her rip because this shit isn't going to work anymore.
And Heather's like, she's just so cruel. Mary's just like, she never gets taken to task for it. And then Lisa goes, she is. Mary's very cruel.
I love it cutting to Meredith silently eating breakfast in a denim suit.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Mary are trying to figure out how they're going to ride back.
They're going to go with the SUV while the other girls take like
the sprinter van.
Then
Meredith ends up in the sprinter and it's only Mary that goes in the SUV.
I think Meredith was also a little drunk and I think she was a little embarrassed about how she was acting. So I think she was trying to like
ease
or just make it. She was trying to be like, okay, I know I was stupid.
Zion brought out the worst in everyone.
Except
for Mary.
And Heather.
Yeah. Mary getting into the SUV, she's just waiting silently for the sprinter to go away. And then the SUV pulls up and she gets in the back seat and she goes, this is torture.
She's in hell.
Yeah.
She's like, get me back to my church.
This is not the level of service she's used to.
No.
Like riding in a back seat of a car.
Mary and her husband have like $100 million, I think.
What is their net worth?
Probably like 50 million.
I hope for Mary's sake they have money like squirreled away in the Cayman Islands.
Totally. I mean, they own all these
properties. They own all that real estate. Yeah.
Then we get back to Salt Lake, thank God.
This is where I was like, is the episode over yet? And I kept being like, okay, and now it's over. And then it wouldn't be over. And I'd be like, okay, well, now it most certainly has to be over.
Halfway.
This was crazy that was just a halfway point.
It's a few days later, and Meredith's wearing like a cerulean suit, pouring herself a goblet of wine at like 3 p.m. And Seth is there and he's kind of like, I want to treat you to Reiki because you need to, like, he's like, Reiki is an energy release. It will cleanse you of this toxic Zion. And I'm like, Seth, I don't want to hear about Seth's and his, like,
I don't.
Seth is, like, into, like, weird shit, I feel like.
I don't even think it's weird. I just think it's, like, I'm not here for his, like, wellness guru, like, spiritual advisor, life Seth- coach vibe. And also, I have to say, his Botox is challenging me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rough for me to wrap my head around. And I've just wanted to fuck him for so long. And I'm really, I don't want to fuck him anymore.
It's disappointing.
It's really sad. But you know who I do want to fuck?
John.
Daddy John Barlow.
Unbelievable.
I finally saw what you've been seeing all these years with John.
I feel finally validated because
you should. And my apology, I have seen the light.
He is sexy.
He is in that shirt that he's wearing, clings to his muscles in such a sexy way.
Like, very, like, just cut.
Yeah.
And I think he's just like,
he is hot.
I think he's a freak.
I want to throw my Rolex out the window and then watch him get mad at me for it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like kind of that, like, quiet Stern.
Oof.
I've known.
You knew?
I knew.
From
day one, moment one, minute one. The fucking club.
I know.
The Daddy John Barlow club.
I denounced Seth. I want to just clear it up on the pod because also people have been really trying to come for me over my love for Seth, which I can't control what my body and my brain and my heart is telling me, but now I'm on the right track. Good. I think the listeners will appreciate that
You were born this way.
I was born this way.
Thank you. Meredith kind of takes her wine and she goes,
cheers.
Cheers, Seth. Seth is,
I was
like,
this is not doing Seth any favors for the claims that Lisa Barlow made of them not being able to afford a house because he keeps changing jobs.
Seth is like, I feel like Seth is like, tries to push Meredith. He's like, let's do tantra.
Yeah. And like, Meredith is just like, I can't with this.
She's
man.
Like, I truly cannot handle being in his presence anymore. You can kind of tell Meredith despises Seth a little.
I can also see why she is driven to cheat on him.
Yeah.
Because if you have that job changing male Botox Reiki energy coming at you,
flake.
It's like, not it's sturdy. Not sexy. It's no John B. Mm-mm. I'll tell you that right
He's
now.
He's a sturdy Mormon anchor.
Ooh, John Barlow is just doing pull-ups in the gym with his legs crossed.
Yeah.
Ow!
It's unreal.
He is a strong Mormon
He's
man.
A man.
Yeah.
He's a true...
He is a true... He could chop some wood if
He's
you asked
fella.
Him to. He is a stand-up husband.
Heather has like a... I don't really care. She's like, her daughter's getting into UCSB.
I was like, this is what we do, college reveal parties.
Yeah,
now.
Cool. Good. Congrats. Jen is talking to her lawyer.
Fascinating. More of this.
They're going to have to go to New York for trial because that's where the crimes happen that are being alleged. And he said Stuart might flip on her.
This is also, you see Jen's desperation and being like, we're approaching this as a team, right? Like, it's crazy because we're a team and I can't talk to him. So,
yeah.
But you talk to him and you talk to his lawyers and we're in this together, right?
And he's
just
like,
trying to make sure that he isn't in fact flipping on her, which he basically is going to do now.
But the lawyer's kind of like, yeah, like Jen, he's going about this alone, just like you are. You're both in this separately. And he will testify against you, probably. So you have to prepare yourself for that.
I know. This lawyer also seems kind of shady.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think he also doesn't want to have to tell his client that she's like totally fucked on camera.
He also looks like a... he's like, hey.
Yeah. He's like really slimy lawyer vibes. Mm. Stereotypical lawyer. Defense lawyer vibes.
Lisa has a little George Foreman type grill that she's obsessed with.
She goes, I love my new grill.
I love, she's plugging. It's the Truman Show.
That's me with my coffee machine.
And she's like grilling like little like kebabs and like.
She goes, don't tell me I can't cook. Iron Chef. She goes, you got to wrap them.
They're sitting around the dinner table and the grill's on the table and they're just grilling their dinner.
I love that.
And she's like, I eat really healthy. So Mary, Meredith, don't talk about my diet.
Don't say I need nutrients. I'm eating healthy. I'm making shrimp on the grill that I love. I love my new grill.
I want to like rock her grill with her.
Same. I want to make like, did they make raclette?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I love raclette. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fire some Wagyu steak.
Just put it right
shrimp.
There.
Yeah. Invite the Barlows over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote, okay, John Barlow is the hottest
He's
husband.
Hot.
I get it now. You were right.
Thank you.
He's put on 40 pounds of lean muscle. He's beefed up since season one.
He's beefing up for like the end times.
Daddy.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah. We should have visited Mary's church when we were in.
I know.
That was a missed opportunity.
I feel like we had time, but we also didn't.
Yeah. We were really focused on the Mormon tabernacle and on Valters, and we missed perhaps the most important thing.
Yeah, because like the Mormon, it was cool. I'm glad we went.
Me too. I enjoyed it. It was educational. Valters?
Shame on you.
We really learned our Valters lesson the hard way.
And that is that they don't
honor a walk-in. It's all about a rez. But
shame
Mary's
on you, Valters.
I think is gone forever, and now we missed our only opportunity to have.
Well, we can do like a. We can just go like.
We do have to get back to SLC.
Yeah, maybe in like 2 years.
2 years.
Maybe in like a year.
A year. What,
honey? This year,
Valters. It waits for no one. I'm about to do a day trip to SLC and back just to eat at Valters.
It would take you a full... Like,
Valters is my Moby Dick at this point.
You need like a full like 24 hours from midnight to midnight.
I leave on a red eye to SLC, arrive in the morning. No. I don't like that timing.
No.
Then I wait 10 hours for Valters to open.
You have to get in there right at like 3 p.m.
No,
you know,
res at Valters.
It won't take long to get from the airport.
I leave in the morning...
Get there at like 2.
Get there at 2. Stop by Beauty Lab and Laser.
Get some Botox.
Get a little Botox. Maybe get them to laser my armpit hair. Then go for an early dinner at Valters.
And then get back on like a late night flight.
Yeah, get back on like a 9 p.m. flight.
Get
and
in at midnight.
Be back in.
Love that.
Do I have to do this alone?
I'm not doing that.
God damn it. The spirit has moved me today to invite you to Salt Lake City on a day trip to Valters.
The city has moved me to invite you to Ruth's Chris.
The spirit has moved me.
The spirit shan't ever move me to stay at the Little American, though. Stay at the Big American.
We got to stay at the big the big guns.
I'm not staying at L.A.
No. Or a Marriott. We'll find a Marriott.
I'll stay at a Marriott.
The spirit has moved me to consume 3 seafood towers in a week and get mercury poisoning. Heather
Meredith,
and
Meredith, this is like, this what? Made me love her a little again. So Meredith has I'm obsessed with her gay trainer,
mm-hmm.
who's like, looks like a giant dimple.
He's Carson Kressley vibes.
And he's like her trainer, and this was like, this is why I love her, because it was such a power move. So Meredith has invited Whitney and Heather to come over amidst all this tension and basically interrogate them while they're being zapped. Which I thought was such power.
It's incredible work. I don't know what a Sculpt Flex machine is. I am assuming that it's basically the same as M Sculpt.
Yeah.
But
I want it.
I want that.
I like that they're just like drinking wine.
I love that they have it like come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is actually like a good machine and a good treatment, Meredith's basically treating them to like $4,000 of...
Yeah. And according to Lisa...
Of procedures.
Where's she getting that money?
Yeah. Seth isn't making that money.
But she's kind of like evil. Like, so they're on their way over. They're like, Whitney's like, I wonder what it'll be like there. I wonder if she will still be upset with me. And then we get to Meredith and all the people that are setting up the sculpting machines are like, we could turn it up to 100. That's like as...
She goes, Meredith goes, why don't we turn it up on them? And a lady goes, well, I've never gotten it up to above 60. And Meredith sips her wine. She goes, I can put them at 100.
She goes,
I live for torturing someone with a beauty treatment.
Well, she has a goblet of red wine.
Just walking around. the okay, part of what made me think that this was not a good machine. Well, A, I think that Meredith's getting this for free because exposure. But then also, if she's you hot. Have Heather come over, it's basically like you're showing this woman who owns like a very popular med spa a machine that she may want to actually have and use.
It's like...
So everyone's winning. Except I was like, this machine doesn't seem like it's working because at one point Whitney sits up and an electrode has just fallen off of the back of her arm.
Yeah, it seems a little like...
It's not M-Sculpt.
Yeah.
And I want M-Sculpt Neo. M-Sculpt, if you're listening...
Sponsor
please us. Please sponsor the pod and give Carrie and I...
I want one.
We want carte blanche. I want my abs to be carved out.
I still want to get a colonic.
Me too. We should do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. I won't go to Salt Lake City, but I'll get my shit taken out with
you. Okay, that's fine. I'll take what I can get.
Right.
Then, yeah, Meredith.
Meredith basically, so they basically, she's like questioning them and they're like, ugh, and Whitney's like, oh, her like big, big, big knockers are just going, blue, 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 blue.
She's like, I need you to turn it down because you asked a question and it is
like,
crazy.
She's like Juliana Huff.
Wait, I literally thought that that blonde dimple was the Reiki guy from the Goop series that Reiki orgasmed Juliana Huff.
Oh.
I thought that that's what Seth had like arranged, but I think it was...
Seth is into that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, like, guys who... Seth has the energy of a guy that would get really into that in lieu of actually just like getting a job and bringing home the bacon.
Yeah, anything to divert from like his responsibility.
Failure as a man and a husband. I love I've fully turned on Seth. The moment that I heard that Meredith can't, my queen, can't have the house of her dreams because Seth isn't bringing in the money, I'm also like, what is all this traveling you do for then?
Yeah, it kind of makes me like, now that I've like, I
now
feel like
I'm like
a little empathetic towards Meredith.
I am too, because I'm like,
she's like clearly just like, fuck.
You're like, literally you spend all your time in like Ohio and
like
Minnesota.
Akron.
Like you're in the bowels of nowhere asking me to like move to these places that I don't want to live because it's the only way that you can get a job. And you're
and she's like, I'm a glamorous woman who deserves to be around beauty. And
I deserve
like,
a house on a mountaintop.
And silk.
So I can mess with my jewels.
She just wants a giant home where she doesn't have to be near you all the time.
Yeah, or be near you, but you need to help pay for the home. It's
instead,
not that much to ask, but instead you're just like flitting around Akron, and now you're talking about Reiki, and nothing has ever made me want to fuck another man more.
but Whitney's literally going, oh no, Meredith!
Can you turn it down a little, Meredith?
And Meredith's just with a gob going... Say what?
She
Say
goes,
it again, Whitney.
And when that question came up, who was in charge?
Is it safe, Whitney? Is it safe?
No!
She goes, turn it up to 80. Her face melts off like an Indiana Jones.
You're in the most searing pain of your life, but you come out of it with arms that are sculpted to the gods.
You have like Mackenzie Davis arms.
Yeah, your full Madonna arms circa like 2005.
Megan Amram one time said Madonna's arms are like cobras.
They are so sinewy. Mm-hmm. Your arms are truly not
serpent.
1 ounce of fat to get them, but you have been tortured within an inch of your life and questioned by Meredith.
Well, so they find out that Meredith finds out that it was Lisa who she called Meredith, and then after she hung up while on the bus during Jen's arrest, she said Meredith is at her father's memorial. So Whitney has been Lisa Barlow has been perpetuating this. But I think
it was a misunderstanding from the jump. I think she just said she's at her father's memorial, and then it got somehow telephone gamed into she's lying about that. Because I think that Whitney was the first person that was like, was it the memorial or wasn't? Was it the date?
Why Meredith is like, well, that's very interesting about Lisa. I'm going to have to. And I'm like, why are you making this? Just fucking say if you were there or not.
Yeah, just say the date.
I think Lisa just was like, oh, you're. She goes, I was in Aspen. I wasn't even there. I was in Vail. I'm like, what?
I was in Aspen with Mary.
I was in Aspen with Get your story straight. Just say what
it's
you were doing.
Not that complicated.
What the fuck were you up to?
You pill head.
Do you remember?
Are you on too many perks?
The OxyCloud.
Yeah.
It's like Martha Kelly in the episode last night being like, your brain just sort of falls out.
It's called dark spots. And then it happens to your whole brain.
That's Meredith right now being like.
Meredith's in the midst of a dark spot.
But Whitney is also causing. It's like now they're. This is going to make Lisa Barlow back into a corner even more.
But and she'll come out claw.
And I can't wait. For the finale, finally.
Vita vultures, we fly. Someone on the Patreon referred to all the Lisa Barlow superstands as Vita vultures. And now that's all I can think of. Vita vultures, we fly.
We ride.
We fly, we ride.
We pick.
We pick.
We scavenge.
We scavenge, we eat the meat of our enemies' bones.
So guys, get ready for the finale.
It's finally coming.
Also, Seattle show is sold out.
Seattle, Barboza, we have sold you out.
Thank you to all the Seattle heads. Portland and San Francisco.
Portland, I'm looking at you. I know we moved some tickets because people were commenting. They were like, fine, I'll buy my Portland tickets, to which I say thank you.
Thank you.
But the rest of you Portland bitches, you better get on it.
Don't hold out on us.
Don't you make me scold you from the stage.
Yeah, don't you hang back.
Yeah, just do it.
It's coming up in a month. Like, we just, let's get this going.
Yeah, let's get it started, as the Black Eyed Peas once
said. Let's get it started.
And then we'll do what else they said, but we can't say on the pod, by the time we get to the stage. We'll all be getting started in here.
We will be getting started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah, so. That's us in Portland. Please. And also SF, you guys.
Come on.
I know.
We know we have heads there.
I know. I think that those gays are just dragging their feet.
I'm going to have to talk to the gays.
You go talk to the gays.
I'll make a public service announcement to all the SF gays.
Mm-hmm. To the LGBTQIA community in San Francisco.
From one gay to another.
What are you waiting for?
Love me like you do. Love you like you do.
You can find all the links to shows and Patreon, etc. in our socials. And
we'll see you then.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Ciao.